Could I just ask what your experience is with exasthmid, particularly related to the GI side effects? I've heard different things. Do you preemptively use antiemetics? How often do you see a problem?
I have actually been very impressed with using exasthmid. GI toxicity, since it's been approved, has never been a reason that I've had to discontinue therapy. We don't typically pre-medicate patients. We provide patients with antiemetics. We counsel them, but most patients don't require pre-medications.
Have you had to dose reduce patients because of that?
We have. I would say that the most common reason that we actually have dose reduction with exasthmid isn't the GI toxicity, it's more of the fatigue, asthenia that people get that is really inexplicable and can't be managed with medications, but can be managed with dose modifications, dropping to 3 milligrams or 2 milligrams once a week.
So you mentioned that this oral proteasome inhibitor is being used in relapse disease. But I've got to say, when I heard about this drug, and I think there's another one that's kind of like carfilzomib, aprozomib, the first thing I thought about was people taking long-term treatment, because it's one thing to take oral versus IV if it's going to be a few treatments. But now here's a man who got sub-Q parenteral therapy for 2 years. I would imagine it would have been a lot easier for him to have taken a pill.
Yeah, and I think in a large part, where historically when we used bortezomib for a long period of time, like in the maintenance setting or using RVD in the maintenance setting, we have switched over to the use of exasthmid in that setting for that exact reason.
That's interesting, though, because there's always the question of when can you switch something or when can you move something up. So, for example, if this man were to present today, would you have given him bortezomib maintenance or would you have given him exasthmid?
I probably would have given him an exasthmid maintenance.
Huh, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, so you mentioned a bunch of possibilities, but keep going because we haven't even got to daratumumab yet.
Yeah, so right. So, and then the next one is exasthmid Lendex versus Lendex. And again, the 3-drug therapy was superior. And so all 3 of those studies led to additional approvals of carfilzomib and it led to initial approvals of elotuzumab and exasthmid, again, in combination, again, in the relapse setting.